what is man, when what is mammon,
yep,
when what is men, but this is about magazine on RTR.
On 92.1 RTR FM, a weekly show on good news stories, also broadcasting through Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM on Menang Country in Albany, Sunday and Tuesday. Yeah, good to be back. Solo today, Jimbo, Tony's on assignments, and I've got some Whadjuk women on as guests today, talking about a range of things that are happening on Whadjuk country. As you know, we're broadcasting on Whadjuk country, and every day we have a welcome to country courtesy of Professor Richard Wally and Elder Nick Abraham. And we have a couple of Elder Whadjuk women coming in today to have yarn, as I say, about Whadjuk, all things Whadjuk, talking about through a number of issues that have arisen of late. So solo today. So stay tuned, keep it locked to 92.1. If you've got any thoughts, 0405 921 921. Jerry and Tina Hayden. Good morning, Jerry. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in and being on the show here today. It's a weekly show, good news stories of First Nations people around the country, mainly concentrating too on our own mob here on Whadjuk country. And, of course, we also heard down on Menang country, you know, Albany mob, my mob. So welcome, Tina and Jerry.
Thank you. Glad to be here, Jim.
Right. I think the first thing I need to do is define Whadjuk for me. Who's Whadjuk?
Well, Whadjuk is a name, and I've known it, and through my mother, who is saying Whadjuk is a dialect of the Noongar language, and it's just one out of 16, but only 14 dialects have been used in Noongar country.
Right. And geographically, where's Whadjuk mob from?
Whadjuk is in the metropolitan area of, go far as Gingin, maybe just other side Gingin, just on the border of the Balladong area, down to Fremantle, just past, just on the border of Thomas Road in Kwinana.
Mm.
And out to Armidale, and back up to Gingin.
Right.
So it's pretty big landscape.
Yes. So that's a lot of mob, eh?
Yeah. There's a lot of Noongars in that area alone.
A lot of Noongars, just because they live here, they think they're Whadjuk, but that's not right, eh?
That's right. We have that. That's it. That's everywhere.
So you've got to be defined by your country, not necessarily where you're born, but you're defined by who your mob is and your ancestry.
That's right.
Back through your apical ancestry, eh?
Very true, which I do at home with Noongar families.
Right.
I connect them to where they really come from.
So tell me, how are you two connected then? You started telling me offline, but explain it to me again, because it's quite interesting, because you hear so many of our mob saying they're connected to Old Fella Bennell. So there must be a lot of people, eh?
So yeah. Grandfather John, great-grandfather John
Jack,
Bennell.
John Jack.
Bennell.
Bennell, married. He had two wives, Granny Iluan and Granny Candian Bayat. And Granny Jack, they say he was born in York, but there's no evidence of him being born in York. But there is a photo, an old photo, where it's shown in I think it's at the Marlborough Reserve, taken with all the old Noongars. And on that, or maybe it was at, I'm not sure, I think it was Mungalake.
Gallop.
A gallop.
Right.
And what was taken there, the little boy, what fair boy that was sitting on his old John Munger's lap at the time, he was the baby that was on his lap, and
right.
the mother was a young girl, John Munger.
He was on the lap.
John Munger,
right.
But John Jack is a son.
Okay.
John Jack.
Right.
He's the son of an Aboriginal Nyunga old lady, young girl, who they said that she was one of the John Carer's wife, cared for his wife and children. At the time they were in York, but because he was, you know, travelled all around the countryside looking for land and everything, this little boy went with him on his journey everywhere he went around, and it also went to your country.
Oh, down
did
Minangwa,
of,
Goringwa, yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Did a lot of exploring down in the Katanning, Woodnalling area, Katanning, yep.
Right.
Did a lot, so it was always around. And he always took his son with him. It states that in some of the books. I know Shan was here. Shan would tell you the whole story.
We can always get Shan on the line if you like. Yeah. Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Yeah.
Teddy, you said you're keeping a lot of records. Mm-hmm. Is that genealogies and family trees? You're doing that as a hobby? Or?
Yes, I've been doing it for the last 20 years. Just on different families. The connection that we actually have as Hayden sisters, our connection is through both our parents, through Mum Janet Hayden and Dad Aubrey Hayden. So Dad Aubrey's mother was Connie Maguire and Mum's was Martha Bolton Bennell. Nana Martha, Nana Didley's father is Durham Bennell.